This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun today, along with the country's first variable-speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. The corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centres and creating new opportunities for trade and development across the region. The government has notified the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to boost capital flows into the country's startup ecosystem. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that investments under the scheme will focus on alternative investment funds supporting priority segments including deep tech startups and early growth stage. Iranian Ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatali, has thanked the government and people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardship. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Fatali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in the difficult time.
Our high-ranking officials believe that we, as Iran and India, have a common interest. And we, God willing, we have a good relation in the future. And now, in these difficult times, we have a good relation. And I said to you that mentioned that His Excellency Prime Minister of Modi have two times talked with Mr. Pezeshkian. We believe that Iran and India have common interest and common fate.
The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 last evening, with U.S. Central Command stating that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Political parties in West Bengal have launched a high-pitched campaigns ahead of the first phase of the assembly elections on 23rd April, with rallies, roadshows and sharp exchange, counter-exchange dominating the political landscape. The Trinamool Congress, Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress-led India Bloc are all intensifying efforts to sway voters in the state's 16 districts where polling will take place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with West Bengal's BJP booth karyakartas under Mera Booth Sabse Majboot via Namo app today from 4 p.m. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. In New Delhi, a function will be held at Parliament House complex this morning to pay tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to the citizens on the occasion. The President will participate in the Samajik Samrastha Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan in Gandhinagar today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The festival of Baisakhi is being celebrated in Punjab today with devotion, enthusiasm and brotherhood. It was on this day the Khalsa Panth was founded by 10th Guru Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji in the year 1699. Tamil New Year begins today with the birth of Chithirai. Many celebrate the birth of Thai month as New Year. Our correspondent reports that today's New Year is based on the solar calendar, which rings in a good sunny season harmonious for a good harvest and great beginnings. In IPL cricket, an explosive 91 by skipper Ishan Kishan and four wicket hauls from debutants Praful Hinge and Saqib Hussain helped Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium at Hyderabad. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.